Blog Talk Radio.
For he sees that his day is coming.
coming. The wicked have drawn the sword and have bent their bow to cast down the poor and needy, to slay those who are of upright conduct. The sword shall enter their own heart, and their bows shall be broken. A little that a righteous man has is better than the riches of many wicked. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholds the righteous. The Lord knows the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. They shall not be ashamed in the evil times. And in the days of famine, that means lack of food or lack of whatever. And in the days of famine, they shall be satisfied. But the wicked shall be punished, and the enemies of the Lord, like the splendor of the meadows, shall vanish. In smoke they shall vanish away. The wicked borrows and does not repay, but the righteous shows mercy and gives. For those who are blessed, him shall inherit the earth, but those who are cursed by him shall be cut off. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down. For the Lord upholds him with his hand. I have been young, and now am old. Yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his descendants begging bread. He is ever merciful and lends, and all his descendants are blessed. Amen. Depart from evil and do good and dwell forever. That means to repent. For the Lord loves justice and does not forsake his saints. They are preserved forever, but the descendants of the wicked shall be cut off. The righteous shall inherit the land and dwell in it forever. For the mouth of the righteous speaks wisdom, and his tongue talks of justice. The law of his God is in his heart, and none of his steps shall slide. The wicked watches the righteous and seeks to slay him. The Lord will not leave him in his hand, nor condemn him when he is judged. Wait on the Lord and keep his ways, and he shall exalt you to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, you shall see it. I have seen the wicked in great power and spreading himself like a native green tree. Yet he passes away, and behold, he was no more. Indeed, I sought him, but he could not be found. Mark the blameless man and observe the upright, for the future of that man is peace, but the transgressors shall be destroyed together. The future of the wicked shall be cut off, but the salvation, and that salvation means deliverance from sin, but the salvation of the righteous is from the Lord. He is their strength in the time of trouble, and the Lord shall keep him and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them because they trust in him. I have read to you Psalms 37 in its entirety. Let's have a word of prayer. Let's pray to our Heavenly Father. Our Father in heaven, thank you for this day. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you for keeping natural disasters away from Detroit, Michigan. And please, Father, keep fog away too from Detroit, Michigan. Thank you for blessing us sheep with your Son who has showed us the way to eternal life through the writings of the Old Testament. We praise you for that, as well as for your long suffering, so that we sheep will have an opportunity, a chance to repent and become obedient to your will and live in your way of righteousness. We thank you for life. We thank you for your love. We thank you for giving us family, giving us good health, sane minds, knowledge and wisdom, money, forgiveness, mercy, and prosperity in all things. Amen. This is the Feed My Sheep Show. Welcome. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Sabbath, everybody. The only day in the Bible that is designated for rest, Saturday, the Sabbath. You'll find that in the Old Testament book of Exodus, chapter 20, verse 8. Sabbath starts from Friday, sundown, and ends Saturday, sundown. So let's be obedient and rest this day. You'll also find that in the book of Genesis, chapter 2, verse 3, God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it because he rested from all his work, creating the earth. So why can't you just rest from working? I want you to have your King James Bible. And, of course, those of you who have been listening to this program for a while know that I read from the New King James Version of the Bible. You're to have your notepad, pen, pencil, paper, and a cold glass of water. Sometimes that water has helped me. Listen, what I want to do today is review from reading Peter, the second Peter, the letter of second Peter. And I want to review this quickly before I start reading from the epistle, first epistle of John. Reviewing second Peter, these are some of the things that I have written down that he says. God's divine power has given us all things that pertain to life and goodness through the knowledge of him. Okay, so we're learning about God, who called us by glory and virtue. Virtue means goodness, by which we have been given exceedingly great and precious promises, having escaped corruption. Corruption is dishonesty, honesty that is in the world through lust. So corruption is through lust. We are to add to our faith virtue, and that's goodness. From goodness or from virtue, that leads to knowledge, self-control, self-control, perseverance. That means not to give up so easily. Stay with it until you have achieved that goal you desire. And from perseverance, perseverance, godliness, from godliness, brotherly kindness, love. Then those things are added to you so that you will be fruitful in the knowledge of God. Peter also warns of false prophets, false teachers among you who will secretly bring in destructive heresies, this their beliefs or opinions. I was listening to the news, evening news last night, and I have not been listening to the news for maybe about a month or so, but they were talking about this elderly lady who has petitioned the Supreme Court to bring in, to make same-sex laws legal. And that is what we just read a month or so in the book of Daniel about the abomination of desolation, man-made laws. They are trying to change God's law. In fact, the abomination of desolation said, it's man-made laws. They are going to change God's laws. So we are to know God's law and remember his laws, because they're going to change it. Once they change it, just like they have that abortion law, they're not going to turn back. So we sheep will have to know to make choice. We have to choose between good and evil, life and death. They're going to make laws, and they're man-made laws, and those are what people are going to abide by. But we sheep, we must follow God's law. He also, Peter also talked about these prophets, false prophets and teachers. They'll be denying God's law, who bought them, and bring on themselves swift destruction, because their way of truth will be blasphemed. They're changing God's laws, and they're going to follow. They also speak offenses about God. That's blaspheming. Matthew chapter 24, verse 4, tells us to take heed that no one deceives us. Let me get back to Peter. He says that these false prophets and teachers, they are corrupt. That means dishonest. They may beguile you, charm you, carouse. They carouse in the daytime. Some of them are probably drinking. They're covetous. They want what you belongs to someone else or what belongs to you. They allure you through the lust of the flesh. That's licentiousness, meaning lacking moral discipline and sexual conduct. God is not slow. That's what Peter says. God is not slack. He is long-suffering towards us. He is not willing that none of us should perish, but all should come to repentance. And once we repent, we should stay the course. Do not backslide. Once we backslide, and we know, once we come into the knowledge of Christ and backslide, it would have been better for us if we had not never known the righteous way. And so that ends my summary of 2 Peter. Now let's start reading from the epistle, the first epistle of John. And of course, you know, epistle means letter. It says, in 1 John will be found at the back of the New Testament. It reads, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled, we have touched, concerning the word of life. The life was manifested or appeared to us, and we have seen and bear witness and declare to you that eternal life, which was with the Father, was manifested to us. And I'm thinking that it would appear to us through Jesus. Jesus' teaching. Jesus, what he taught us, as well as what the in the Old Testament, the book of Leviticus. And it's important that you all read your Bible, particularly read Leviticus. That tells you what to eat, and it tells you not to have tattoos on your body, and not to, man is not to lie with a man, his wife, and it tells you all these different things that we should not do in order for us to get into heaven shape. And that's what I am striving for. We cannot do everything that man does. We are in this world, but we cannot do everything that man does and expect to get into heaven. Let's pick up reading at verse 3, when chapter 1 of the first epistle of John, verse 3. That which we have seen and have heard, we declare to you, that you also may have fellowship with us. And fellowship, that means that it's like a group. We have the same interests and ideas. Let's pick up reading. Let's start at reading verse 3 again. That which we have seen and heard, we declare to you, that also may have fellowship with us. And truly, our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. And those things we write to you, that your joy may be complete. My other Bible says that your joy may be full. Verse 5. This is the message which we have heard from him and declare to you, that God is light, and in him there is no darkness. But if we walk in light as he is in the light, we fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. Chapter 2. My little children, these things I write to you, that you may not sin. And if anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. An advocate means to have someone to plead for us, such as a lawyer pleading our case. This person speaks in our favor or your favor. And in this case, John is saying that the advocate that we have that comes before the Father for us is Jesus Christ. He pleads our case to our Heavenly Father. Verse 2, and he himself is the propitiation. That means the atonement. My other book, Bible says atonement for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for those in the whole world. Verse 3. Now, by this we know that we know him. If we keep his commandments, do not get rid of God's commandments. As I have heard some say, we live by grace and we don't have to do that. But that's not true. That's false teaching. Remember what Matthew 24, verse 4 says. We are to take heed that no one deceives us. This is why you need to read your Bible for yourself. Let's pick up reading at verse 4, where John, the first epistle of John, chapter 2, verse 4. He says here, he who says, I know him, and does not keep his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoever keeps his word truly and love, the love of God is perfected in him. By this we know that we are in him. We who say he abides in him ought himself also to walk just as he walked. We're going to stop here at verse 6, but I will probably start reading at verse 2 the next time. And what I want to say to you is I want you to purchase these books, How to Eat and Live Longer by Dr. Reginald J. Eadie. That's spelled A-E-A-D-I-E. He is one of the great doctors over at DMC, Detroit Medical Center, as well as I want you to go to Amazon.com and purchase two of my ebooks. When you go to Amazon.com, scroll down to, I think it's going to be on the left side of the screen, go into books, and then you type in The Broken Plant. That is a children's book that I have written. It's a children's whodunit book. And you type in The Broken Plant by Sondra Harris. You spell my name, S-O-N-D-R-A, and of course, Harris, H-A-R-R-I-S. And then you purchase that book for $4.99. Then I want you to get the other book, The Passing. That's about two people accepting their reality in life. That's also by Sondra Harris, S-O-N-D-R-A. Harris, H-A-R-R-I-S. Let's have a closing word of prayer to our Father in heaven. Father, we thank you for all the things that you have done for us, and we pray that you will keep the evil one away from us forever. In your Son's name, amen. Remember to take God along with you everywhere you go. And if it's God's will, I'll be with you next time. Jesus is love.
down. And I know he lies forever in my heart. We've got to walk on, walk on through temptation, 'cause he lift up our hearts to be thankful and glad that Jesus is enough. He won't let you down. Down in my soul.